For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Bad boys indeed. Like the Energizer Bunny, the line of corrupt cops just keeps on coming. This week we have a Coast Guardman who switched sides, a Minnesota top cop with a nasty cocaine habit, a Louisiana Drug Task Force commander hanging out with the wrong relative, and a New Mexico jail guard using his position to gain goodies. In Baltimore, a Coast Guardman trained to intercept drug smugglers was sentenced July 9th to 17 and a half years in federal prison for orchestrating a cocaine shipment through Baltimore-Washington International Airport. Petty Officer Wendy Benz was convicted on charges of cocaine distribution, conspiracy, and related drugs and weapon charges after he and another Coast Guardman, Jonathan Lewis DiCarlo, set up a drug deal. In St. Paul, Minnesota, a former Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension supervisor, David Peterson, will serve a few months in prison after being convicted of stealing 2 pounds of cocaine from a supply locker and inserting it up his nose over a period of months. In Louisiana, the commander of the Law Enforcement Against Drug Narcotics Task Force was arrested Tuesday on charges he was involved in a burglary at the task force headquarters and then tried to set the building on fire. And finally, in Albuquerque, prison guard Scott Richter was arrested July 9th on charges he took illegal kickbacks to change the results of drug tests. He is also accused of providing an artificial device to pass drug tests, and he is accused of fondling the girlfriend of one jail inmate. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug Reform Coordination Network with this week's Corrupt Cop Story for the Drug Truth Network. This week we're heading down to the bayou, specifically Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, where the commander of the Law Enforcement Against Drugs Narcotics Task Force was arrested Tuesday on charges he was involved in a burglary at Task Force headquarters and then tried to set the building on fire. Lieutenant Gerald Jenkins, Task Force commander and 20-year law enforcement veteran, was charged with malfeasance in office, obstruction of justice, burglary, theft, attempted arson with intent to defraud, possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, and placing combustible material in a structure. Charges came after an early Monday morning break-in in which cash, drugs, and a gun were stolen, office items were vandalized, and gasoline was poured throughout the offices. Investigators responding to the call saw two vehicles nearby and arrested Jenkins' cousin, Joseph Jenkins, in one of them, along with items linked to the burglary. They quickly linked Lieutenant Jenkins to his cousin, and now both are in jail. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at stopthedrugwar.org.
Devious prison guards, corrupt cops, sheriffs, police chiefs, border guards, and homeland security, all bribed by the billions in black market dollars. So let's send little Johnny to prison for the baggie he had in his pocket. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.